I'm safe tonight. I'm glad we're serving a God that's still a Satan. I was thinking when the sister over here testified, I've been missing her, and I wondered, and I haven't asked about you, and it's a shame. I know her well enough to, I don't think she'll be hurt at me, but I've thought about her, and I've wondered, and then I thought, and this is the way our minds, I thought, has she passed away? And I didn't know it. And I meant to ask somebody last night, and of course we tarried a little while, and it slipped my mind, and when I seen her, my heart rejoiced. And she knows I think a lot of her and appreciate her and love her, come to love her through the years. I'm not here to puff her up. But listen, I'm telling you tonight, the old soldiers is leaving out. And if we're ever going to take a stand, take a hold of what was left to me and you, we better be taking hold. I think I want to say it. I don't remember if it was Jude. I'm not real good with scripture. I appreciate Brother Benjamin and Brother Jeff talking about that the other night, about how my God's gifted him and reading and being able to know exactly. My grandpa could do that, but I believe he tells us over there to earnestly contend, don't we? I'm not, I don't consider myself an old person tonight, but I, by no means, am a young person. And I do know that I'm closer to home tonight. And I thought when she is testifying about how thankful she was that she is able to be with us, you know, the closer you get to home, the brighter the lights look. Most folks know, I'll preach in a minute, maybe. There's a song seem like pressing on my heart, and I don't just trying to feel I sure don't want to do a thing. I just want to be sure of mind the Lord tonight. But most folks have been around me enough, I guess, over here. Most folks know I ain't a big traveler. I do not like to leave home if I don't have to or get a long ways from my part of the country. And when I do, I mean, my biggest dread's the drive. We go on vacation, you know, and it used to be a vacation was just maybe a couple hours drive. Now you got to drive at least 6 or 8, and I dread the drive. I dread, you don't know, anything can happen, you know, and on the road, and you just, and I stay sort of, I try to really watch, and around my part of the country, I know the roads well enough. I'm looking for deer and turkey and coyotes. Road, I scare my wife sometimes, but when we're going on vacation, my eyes are, I'm for well home then. I ain't got much. I try to watch all the surroundings, but I try to sort of see where am I going and see what everybody else is doing. I thought this, I don't know if I can remember all the words of this song or not, but it come to me when that sister began to testify, and it ain't left me yet. Pray tonight. I want to. There's a song some of them sing. My two cousins, they sing it. My old brother sings it from up church at Savoy. It says, I want to die on the battlefield. I want to be a soldier for them. And I don't want to just pick my jobs. I don't want to say, Lord, that's too hard for me. If you don't care, give that to Brother Bill. That Brother Ben here, some other preacher up yonder. But I want to be found to turn into the lost sinner. I want you to know there's a God in the tonight that's the same. He wants you to dwell with him forever. He wanted that so much that he sent the best he had to die for you. The only sacrifice that would suffice, that would wash away, that would redeem, that would reconcile man back to God, was that precious blood I'm getting nearer home than what I was when I was just a 9-year-old boy when he saved me. Don't you be tonight like different folks I've heard in their testimony. I've got a distant cousin. He's now a deacon of a church, but when he is, I've heard him tell his experience lots of times, Brother Reggie, out at Mount Poland. He is, I think, a 14, 15, 16-year-old young man when God dealt with him, and he pushed him away. And probably somewhere, I've heard him tell, but I want to say around 40 years went by in that knock. They draw and never come back. You cannot get saved just whenever you want to get saved. And he knew that, and he began to beg. Lord, he was done grown, married, had a family. He began to beg, God, deal with me again. Please, deal with me. If you'll deal with me, Lord, I'll do something with it. I've heard him tell it between that old shop and his garage, and walking one morning, God got a hold of him. And ground right there. That's where the Lord saved him. And I'm telling you tonight this, that you'll understand he wasn't guaranteed that. But by God's mercy, he extended him one more opportunity. And if you're here tonight and he deals with your heart, it's by his mercy he's extended you another opportunity. I hope we as God's people can just get a little vision of what God's done for us. How great this work is. Glad I'm one of his tonight. Is this road you're traveling dark? Deserted or dead? Is there hope for tomorrow? Put your trust in him. On this glory road I'm traveling, many times I stumble on my way, but praise the Lord, I'll soon be leaving for that land of perfect an endless day. I can see the lights of hope. I can see him on his throne. I'm too near to turn back now. Oh, praise the I'm heaven bound. When my journey here shall end, I'll say goodbye to this world of sin. In that fair land I'll take my stand. It's good to be on this road for glory, land. I'm glad I'm on the road tonight. Boy, I feel good in my heart. I don't know anybody's heart. I know one. Well, sir, he wouldn't come around like he's been coming around. I miss the first night. Boy, since I've been here the last 3 nights, I know what I felt is real. God's been in our midst. Lost sinner while he's a passing by. That's what's on my heart, if God will help me. Brother Benji touched on lots of things. Places where I had my marker. He mentioned a message I preached some years ago. I didn't remember the message, but he didn't know it. I had my marker there. It had come to my heart. This week, I didn't know if God wanted me to use it or not. I just, when God sort of fastens something on my heart, I'll just get my marker. I got a whole lot of markers. God deals with every preacher different. Some preacher write things in the Bible. I never have done that. Just never have. I'm not. I don't criticize preachers that do.
But God just never let me. I just got a bunch of markers. And I mean, when God gives me a thought, He fastens it on my heart. I'll try to look it up, and I'll throw my marker in there. But He didn't know that. Last night he mentioned, I thought he was going to get on this, and he didn't. But he got enough of it really that I thought, Lord, maybe that ain't what. But all day long, seemed like this scripture, just a few verses there in the book of Luke. And if God's a dealing with your heart tonight, lost sinner, the preacher's already said, please don't push him away. You won't bother me. And if folks need to come and pray with lost sinners while the preacher is a preaching, that's how revival will come, is when we just turn loose of what we think and we just say, God, whatever you want, that's what I want to do. And if we'll be willing to do that, boy, we can see His hand. But in Luke 5, if nobody has anything, very familiar scripture. And Jesus had been doing what He always done. He done good. And He had blessed folks. And He had teach. And He had heal folks. And great multitudes would come to where He has had. And I can't imagine the pressure, the strain that He was under. You pray for me tonight. You might say, well, preacher, He is the Son of God. But Brother Benji mentioned this last night as well. He was also flesh. He was flesh. And the devil knew that. And the devil even tempted Him. At His weakest moment, the devil tempted Him. And He came to Him. Of course, the Lord never submitted to Him. He stayed in the Scripture with Him, didn't He? If you want to get rid of the devil, I'd say stay in the book. Stay in the book and stay on your knees. And James, I believe it was, said, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. If you want to get closer to God, I'd say spend more time in prayer. Spend more time in what He's left us to read. This is His Word. Ain't mine your Word. It's His Word. Written by men inspired of God as they were moved by the Spirit of the Lord. So I mean, it lets us know what God expects of us. And I've heard a lot of people say, I might get to reading them out now, I don't know. But I've heard a lot of people say it's all in there. Well now, I'm not going to agree with you on that. There's enough in there to give us two things to go by, but it all ain't in there. The Bible said if it had all been written down, there wouldn't be enough books to contain. So it all ain't in there, but there's enough in there that can guide and direct me and you if we'll pray and get the leadership of His Spirit. And it won't lead us contrary to His Word. It won't do it. So I'm glad tonight that I'm one of His. And I thought about how many people, I mean about everywhere you read, for Him to ever, He just had to get away sometimes. Sometimes I'm that away. It seems like I just need to get. I spend a lot of time out by myself, and I love my wife. Don't get me wrong, but I like my time. I used to. I have through the years. I'll be very good at spending my way through this place for me. But I probably through the years I probably didn't treat her as much as good as it should have, because I get selfish with my time. And I might say, well, preacher, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, there ain't just something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. God's following me. I've been in lots of revivals years ago. When I was younger, I'd be in revival all the way through, seemed like all summer long. And it was nothing to have, and I'm not saying this braggingly, but back then, I mean, I feel like most of my preaching is gone. It's old. You might say, well, I've always felt like I'll die young. And I don't know why, but God would, He'd fill me up with revivals back 30 years ago. And they'd be 12, 14 revivals a year. It's not anything. And I don't mean this was in the day and night services. This was in the day that folks could, they could hold on and grit it out and tuck it out. they was going to for more than just 6 or 7 days. They was going to pray and pull till the power come. And I believe me and Brother Benji or Brother Jeff once talked about this the other night. And when the power come and the church got herself in working order, she stayed a hold of it till God got done with it. So a revival back then would maybe go 2 weeks. I have been 5 or 6 nights late. They have been meetings I've not made it to, because one rolled plumb over into the other one and went plumb up past it. And you may say tonight, preacher, why are you saying all of that? I'm saying I used to think when I was crowded for time and farming and public work, I thought, boy, I need some time alone. Well, I didn't give my wife very much thought sometime, Brother Jeff. And then she needed some time with me and her. She needed some family time. I get a little selfish. Somebody said, why are you saying that? But how did I get somebody else? Next thing you know, you're back in another revival. You still ain't doing time. Thank you, wife. It's not special. Somebody said, preacher, why are you saying all this? I'm telling you. Somebody said, well, they ought to know. Well, they know God knows if we love Him, but He wants us to know we love Him.
Amen.
God knows how much we love Him. Everybody in this building tonight, He knows how sincere we are when we come through those doors about really worshiping Him and really craving Him. He knows. But boy, that's through the years, and I've tried to learn. I sometimes I'm not much better, maybe. She can probably tell you more about that, but I feel like I've grown a little in that. But sometimes I like to get away. I've done that this morning for several hours. Just spent some time out there. And I love to hunt. I love to get out and just be in God's what He's made, you know. And spend some time talking to Him. Through the day, lost sinner, I want you to know these girls, this young man, he's been sick in the Lord ever since I've been heavily involved. It's just, I don't know where they stand. I don't know what's got them bound up, but I know my God's able to deliver, and I believe He's able to deliver. And boy, if we can hold on, church, and keep the power of God, that's what I, if God will let me get to it, I want to just read just a few verses of Scripture. It says, and He, 16th verse, 5th chapter of Luke, if you want to turn over there. It said, He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed. And that was after He had done so much good. I believe He had healed a leper, and multitudes come to Him, and they brought folks, you know. I can't imagine the pressure. Everybody just thronging Him everywhere He went. And He needed a little time away, and He withdrew Himself, and He began to pray. And then when He done that, this is what it said, 17th verse. And it came to pass on a certain day, as He was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. That's what's been hanging in my heart. And brother, I know brother got on it some last night. There's a difference when the power of the Lord's present. I mean, it makes all the difference in the world, don't it? And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before Him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. When He saw their faith, He said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. I don't know tonight how God will let me travel in this scripture, but I know we've got to have It'll take the power of the Lord. And I thought about what Brother Benji said last night when he was a preaching. And me and you tonight have access to the throne room of God. I mean, we're not. And I said that we're helpless, but we're only helpless within ourselves. When we look to Him, this is what He said. I can't remember. It's not in Hebrews, I don't think. I can't remember right where it's at. But He said, therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and find mercy to help in time of need. What we need, somebody said, preacher, we're done for the way end of the week. And we still ain't seen but maybe one saved. And, hey, y'all got to see that. I didn't even get to see that. I got to see another making in. But you know what it'll take? It'll take us as God's people being willing to make that goal. I thought about these four men. Somebody said, you preached this here before, and maybe I have. I don't know, but I know it's on my heart tonight because the power of the Lord was present. The power of the Lord. He was teaching the Pharisees. I wonder what they come for. I don't believe none of them come to get healed because it don't say none of them got healed. But it was present to heal them. Just because the power is present don't mean you're going to get it. If you don't believe, if you don't come to Him, if you don't have faith, you're not like Him. I thought about here was these four men. Something got to burning in their heart to get this man to Jesus. Something got to burning in their heart. I believe one place that's a, I know I think there's two different accounts of this. But I think maybe he was there. I would hope he was probably their friend. If he wasn't, they were dear friends to him. If they weren't all connected some way, these four men were dear friends to this man. If it was somebody they never knew. But I'll say this, I believe they have had some kind of experience with this man Jesus. I believe they have either heard or maybe He done something for them. There's a song I go through every once in a while that goes to this very scripture and it gives an illustration. The Bible doesn't tell this. I want you to understand how the Bible doesn't say it was this way, but these singers say maybe we can, if we can, let us give an illustration in this scripture. And as these four men were carrying this one, and no doubt they get tired. I don't know how far they pack him. Did you know our burden bearers are about gone? They're about gone. How do you say, preacher, you don't need to. Just listen to me. Now, in this song, I don't know why this comes back to me this way, but in this song, what it does is it says, if you've ever carried anything very long, you know you just get tired. You've got to rest your arms every once in a while. Sometimes you need to just swap sides, you know, and go with the other arm. And while they had stopped to rest, one man began to say, I was in bad shape. I don't remember what they all was, but in other words, I was sick and I was lame. The Lord healed me. But this man's in bad shape. I don't know if he ever did anything. Y'all heard that song? I don't know if he ever did anything to this man here in his favor. And the other boy says, well, I was blind and he opened my eyes. But boy, this man's in worse shape than I am. I don't know if this man Jesus can ever, get in his need bad or not. And the other one maybe was a leper. And the Lord healed me and said, Jesus healed me. But this, remember, this is only an illustration. I'm not saying this was in the Bible that way. But these four men had to have some faith that Jesus could take care of them. But the third one was a leper. And he said, nobody could heal me and cure me. But this man Jesus took care of my leprosy. But this man's in bad shape. I don't know if Jesus can do any good or not. Then it said all eyes was on the boy. And he stood. And it was that man who preached that out last night. And he said, mine is Lazarus.
for us to carry. Somebody said they won't move. That's fine. Somebody said, oh, you're one of them preachers believe in dragging them. Oh, no. I believe in carrying them by prayer. And when we get in prayer and the power of the Lord gets present, you know what God has done to me a few times? The power of the Lord will come by and say, go back there to that. Go back there to that one. And just ask them, will they pray? Will they come? With lofty, listen to me tonight. There's a difference in nagging them and moving when the power's present. There's a difference in that. I've seen folks go, I'll try to hurry. But there's a big difference tonight. I don't remember where I was at. I don't know why that call came to me. I had it not been mentioned. Your feelings, you know what a word? And when it gets present, folks can be touched. When it's present, folks can be healed. When it's present, it'll change people's attitude. Why, Lord, there's some people that ain't going to believe. It wouldn't matter if Jesus walked in the door himself, and even with the glory all around him, there'd be something. These Pharisees weren't going to have no part with you. No way. But they come to hear you. You know, a lot of people just come to hear. A lot of people just come to hear. A lot of people just go to church to hear. And then if it ain't a good service, you know whose fault it is? I'm not trying to say funny. I really am. But it's true. If they'll come with an old sour look and bring it all week long, and they'll come to the Lord's house just to see what's going to happen. And when they come in, preacher does his best to pour his heart out to God, and he preaches the gospel, and he might struggle a little because the church ain't been a praying for him and a pulling for him like it should have had the other 6 days a week. And he comes in and he preaches his heart, and there ain't no movement, and people leave us saying, I knew it, preacher. He's disappointed me. He ain't got a hold of nothing in the last 3 or 4 months. I don't know what's wrong with him. Ain't lost sinners, ain't moving. People ain't doing nothing. It's bound to be the preacher's fault. I'm telling you, these Pharisees, they just went to him. Thank you, Lord. There's a lot of people. That's another scripture. I don't know who this is for. I ain't over here enough to know what kind of shape none of you is in. But there are some people, Father Jesus, he said the only reason you're following me is for the fishes and the loaves. This is his metaphor. Most Baptist churches do not want sound preaching. Don't want it. There's a few still. Somebody said, preacher, you think you're something. Oh, no, I know I'm not nothing. But I know the one I'm serving. I know the one that called me to preach in that old singer thing over on Milford Taylor Road down there in front of the Union Church just about a mile or so from where I was raised up at. I know that God that called me to preach out there in that singer thing. He's something. The one that when he's present, he shows up, he's a wanting to do good. And all sooner when he comes by in your heart, listen, every time he touches you, it may not be a great fireball come down and you feel the flames of hell. I've heard people say that in their testimony, that when they're lost, they felt, literally felt the flames of hell. And I have would have pushed it away that night. It would have went away.
Is that about 40-pound piece?
That's if one of them ain't taller than the other. If one of them is taller than the other, that means good control pressure. It's just, I wasn't a genius, but I was pretty good at that. A lot of people say, preacher, what are you a savior?
I don't know. Don't take this the wrong way. Some of you say no tomorrow.
you from heaven pack somebody just a little ways with your prayer. I'll try to hurry, but here was these men, and as there's a packing, and they finally get into where Jesus is there in the house, and there's all them Pharisees in there, and them doctors of the law, them smart religious men, and it said, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
And I never seen that away. But that tells me they needed something too, Brother Nish.
They needed something. You know, there's a lot of people that come to church things they don't need. Those of them that they're in greater need. They don't understand. You see, I'm talking about even us as God's people. You're going to church thinking I'm using pretty good things. I'm in church and I've done preaching. And God just poured out on you His Word, and His Spirit was there, and by the time the Lord got done with it, He just sort of stripped off the little layers and the little shakers and the little flying. Somebody said, preacher, don't be falling this out. I'm not falling you out. I'm going to be. I mean, I thought I was. If we die preaching the gospel, it's our original service. Do you understand? Somebody, I might call this a table. We had our revival over there in June. And God was good to us, and we was able to see one saved and an old ex-father's father.
Thank you.
himself. If we can just carry the church in faith and get them in the midst of the Lord, the power of the Lord is present. Now here, I believe that with all my heart.
Jesus said, in seeing their faith,
I don't believe it was just the four men. I believe it was even that man laying in the bed. I believe they, everyone,
bleed, boy.
You can just get me there. You can just get me there and take care of me. There's a friend of you, just get me. You need help? I tell you what, you need help. Take that call and ask. That call and ask the man. Ain't nobody in the world on that. I know I've told this, it would be done. But I've told y'all about the Lord.
Preaching don't save you, but you won't get saved without the preaching.
Like I said, you're not in the Bible. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Are you believing the word of God for the truth of Scripture tonight? Do you believe in something? That's the Lord. You have to. That's the Lord. That he not that he could, not that he has other people.
I'm sure he would have. He was in a different state. But anyhow, I just throw that call out there. Somebody's wondering. This is what I want you to understand. When the power of the Lord is present, this little church is moving like it has. And the Lord's near us, and I can feel him tonight. I know he's here. He will save me. You have to believe. Church, we'll have to carry on as far as we can. There comes a place that we can carry on as far as we can, and then we've done all we can do. We just have to stand still. That don't mean we just sort of relax and we get at ease in our mind. That means we just stand still by faith and we hold on and keep that prayer of faith on our heart and wait for I don't know your heart tonight. And I know the message seemed like it's been all scattered.
You're here tonight lost. These people here done proved in the three nights out. These people here want to help carry you. These people here to help carry you. I believe you that's lost it, Beth. I believe you felt those folks that haven't been around you before that are far out of the world. I want you to understand this. That will cry. That teaching will cry. And I love the Lord. David said, I love the Lord because he's for my voice. For my salvation. Don't be ashamed.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
When he does that work in your